It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have scattered clouds, 67 degrees.
Got a crash northbound I-15, Bluffdale. I'm Steve Carls.
KSL's top story. A Mill Creek dad says his neighbor punched his child and then pulled a gun on him. This led to an hours-long standoff yesterday between the 61-year-old neighbor and a SWAT team. That neighbor is now looking at possible charges of child abuse and assault. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Two brothers, ages 6 and 9, were riding dirt bikes up and down Troy Way when Richard Lindum stopped them and yelled. Chris Allerton says he watched as Lindum punched his 6-year-old.
I immediately started sprinting towards him, had every intention of tackling the guy and beating the crap out of him, to be honest.
But Allerton says Lindum reached to his back and pulled out a gun.
As soon as he had the gun and at me, I yelled at my boys, run home as fast as you can, get in the house, lock the door.
Allerton says he tried to calm Lindum down and followed from a safe distance to see where he was going, and that's when 3 shots were fired. Officers say Lindum was highly intoxicated when he finally surrendered to police. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 601. Friends of the dead Utah CEO are upset at how California police handled her search. Todd Fuchs has the story.
Jeff, the Utah tech leader was found dead in her rental car, and her friend circle is saying San Jose police were negligent. Scott Paul is a friend of Aaron Valente and thinks police screwed up trying to find her.
We had to self-organize. As friends in Utah, we had to self-organize and, like, try to do a search party. It was just too late.
Valente,
by the way, should have gone.
Valente was in California for work and missed her Monday evening flight home to Utah. A volunteer from the Facebook search group found her dead in a quiet residential neighborhood. A waterline cracked and has closed Wasatch Boulevard in both directions. It's near the Mount Olympus trailhead, about 5600 south in Holiday. They say repairs are going to take until midday tomorrow. The good news is nobody's water should get shut off. In the meantime, take an alternate route. Candidates are feeling crunch time in the Salt Lake mayor's race. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Yeah, Todd, we're about 3 weeks away. Both candidates on Inside Sources today. Erin Mendenhall says she wants to improve air quality by reducing vehicle emissions. That means growing public transportation and making buses electric.
And it cannot be done with just our taxpayer dollars as it has been so far. We've got to bring the economy that needs a functional transportation system to the table and help us get that bus service built out faster.
Liz Escamilla talked about her plan for affordable housing, saying she'll work on funding and partnerships to make more of all types of housing throughout the city.
We can't just have low-income housing in specific parts of our city and expect that that's just going to be there alone. So I think what you're going to see in our 8-point plan is very intentional.
1 week from today, the two debate on our airwaves. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A semi-truck rolled off southbound I-15 in North Salt Lake this afternoon, and the driver is hurt. He was turning from 215 to I-15, and the UHP says he was either going too fast or he just lost control. The driver was awake when troopers got there, but then lost consciousness and was taken to the hospital. There's no word about his condition right now. The president slams Turkey with economic sanctions and leaves some troops in Syria. Maria Shaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, President Trump is calling for an immediate ceasefire after Turkish forces moved deeper into Syria, capturing Kurdish villages and towns. Vice President Pence also saying this afternoon that strong economic sanctions are now being imposed.
President Trump made it very clear that the United States is going to continue to take actions against Turkey's economy until they bring the violence to an end.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the economic sanctions target current and former government officials.
These sanctions are both primary sanctions as well as secondary sanctions for any financial institutions that are doing significant transactions.
Meantime, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is calling out Turkey for what he calls irresponsible actions that have reached an unacceptable level.
The defense secretary said that in a previously planned trip to NATO next week, he'll press other NATO allies to take diplomatic and economic action against Turkey. Louis Martinez, ABC News, The Pentagon.
Vice President Pence says he will be leaving as quickly as possible to launch negotiations to end the violence and reach a longtime border settlement. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
If your teen says, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I want to move to California, maybe there's a good reason. The governor there signed a bill yesterday that prohibits middle schools from starting before 8 in the morning and high schools from starting before 8:30 in the morning. It's based on studies showing teens are healthier and perform better when they get more sleep. They do have 3 years to fully implement the new rules, and you can tell your children, well, we have 3 years to move.
KSL News Time, 6:05. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
Delays on I-15 in Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties, plus a new accident. This is in West Valley, 3500 South, 5600 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 6:05. My Minute of News is on the way. Next.